Ah, here we are, a very special edition of Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. We are out of the friendly confines of our TV studio at Post Up.
Yeah, I'm not used to this TV stuff. There's a camera over there, and they started with that angle, and I'm looking at the monitors, and I'm trying to find out where, because that wasn't my good side.
Oh, you will not be seen from more angles than you will on this particular edition of the show. We are coming to you live from the Toyota set. We've really made it to home because this is where, of course, Adam and Michael make their magic before, during, and after every Trailblazers telecast. And so we are here because it is the annual Blazers Player Palooza. So this is a carnival-like atmosphere here at the Moda Center, a chance for key season ticket holders, Rip City United members to be able to engage in a very intimate way with Blazer players, coaching staff, members of the organization in all kinds of different games, tours going on of the locker rooms. I know of our TV and radio studios downstairs and on the concourse level, a chance to see everybody, autographs and everything, and a lot of games. I know you would rather be kind of down there maybe. Yes. Playing some of the many games that are there to be had.
There's a rock climbing wall down there that I wanted to take part in, and then they told me that you had to have upper body strength or lower body strength, which pretty much disqualified me.
Well, I thought maybe you had both and didn't know which was more dominant. On the program tonight, by the way, we're going to be joined on set by a couple of well-known folks, LaMarcus Aldridge and Damian Lillard. And Casey Holdall, another well-known folk from Trailblazers.com, will be with us at the bottom of the hour as well. But there are all kinds of dignitaries walking around. Look at Bill Shonley, Dale Schluter, making their way around
original
the concourse.
Original Trailblazers.
And I'll tell you what, there's going to be no more popular duo than those two. I know Shonz is getting involved in some bingo at his tap room. And so there's a lot going on.
I'm good at bingo.
Are you?
There's no luck involved.
Well, yes, to some degree there is. All right, when we come back, we'll get this edition of Trailblazers Courtside started in earnest. Blazers with a couple of off days getting ready for their next game. We'll talk about their great success to this point in the season. As we continue from Player Palooza, it's Blazers Courtside coming to you live on Comcast Sportsnet.
The following sports presentation is a production of Blazers Broadcasting. Welcome to Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Turn the answers on. In Portland, call 503-963-4595. Elsewhere, toll free 1-877-475-4595. Email courtside at trailblazers.com. Text us courtside at 66937. Or follow the show on Twitter at hashtag TBCourtside.
Tonight when all kinds of dignitaries are stopping by to join us on the Toyota set here on the concourse of the Moda Center.
Look.
Including the very handsome Trevor Harvey, who has joined us here. His mom is very beautiful, and she's standing. She's a little more nervous.
Well, that's where he got his looks from, obviously.
Yes. Jen is over there. Tone is here on wheels. Lots of folks coming behind us because we're just getting the night started. It is Trailblazers Player Palooza, the annual event that gives season ticket holders, Rip City United members. It's one of the many great benefits of being a part of this exclusive fraternity because you can have access to being able to see the players in a very different way. I mean, we get to see them play games on the court. But I think they get as much of a kick out of this kind of an event when you talk about all the carnival-like atmosphere that includes mechanical bull, a surfboard, a dunk tank, rock climbing, air hockey, bingo, Nintendo Wii, shoot around on the court, all kinds of tours, autograph signings and everything. And it's an event that I think the players have as much fun at as the fans do in being able to be with them.
I am leaving right from this studio and going straight to the bull riding.
Are you?
Yeah, I almost went out for the PBR. I was really close to making the cut, and they said, okay, you have to ride this bull for at least 13 seconds to make the cut, and I was like 12 seconds away. Well, 12.9 seconds away from making
13. I didn't realize it was that much.
As soon as they clicked that thing on, I didn't even wait. I just jumped off.
You said, this isn't going to end well.
I'm 6'10 and I'm black. I'm not doing this, man.
It's not
going to
end well. So the reason why we can have an event like this is that the Blazers are in this rare stretch. We've been talking to Terry Stotts about it before, during, and after the games, that it's unusual in the middle of January to have this much time in between games, no travel involved. He's been able to kind of have a nice balance of days off, as was the case yesterday, and then back to practice today. A heavy emphasis on defense at practice today, which probably comes as no surprise. Every guy talking about the fact that, you know, we all know that offensively we can do the things necessary to win games, but if we're going to be a true championship contender, a true team to be dealt with in the playoffs, we've got to get back to that commitment to defense that was talked about way back at the beginning of training camp.
So as we talk about it nonstop on air, this team has an offensive identity. There's no question about it. They know what they're doing on the offensive end of the court. They know how to score the basketball. They know where the ball needs to go in certain situations. But defensively, they have taken some steps backwards after a great training camp, after a great start to the season. It feels like they got a little comfortable with what they do on the offensive end of the court. And because of that, they're struggling on the defensive end. All they've got to do, though, and this is, I firmly believe this, for this team to make it to, let's say, the Western Conference Finals, they don't have to be a great defensive team because they're a great offensive team. They just have to be good, decent, hold fort. You know, it's like I say, don't lose the game on defense. You don't have to win it on defense because you scored a ball so well.
One of the things that came out of a article that our friend Kerry Eggers from the Portland Tribune put together, a feature on LaMarcus, and it almost was put out as an aside, but a big deal was made of it because it's kind of the first time that he stepped out and said something like this, and he's going to be with us in our next segment. But LaMarcus saying that he is very open to the possibility of hopefully signing an extension to stay here in Portland. And I know, you know, when we consider that a year ago there were all kinds of folks that wondered, does LA want to be here long term? And to hear him say something like this, I think gives everybody a very comforting feeling that he likes his time here in Portland. He can, I think he's having more fun playing basketball than he has at any point in his NBA career. And it shows with how well he's playing on the court, what kind of a leader he's become, how well this team is playing. And I think at practice today, every one of his teammates that was asked to comment on it all said, and it was music to their ears, too, to hear that their leader wanted to be here for a long time.
Well, you think about it from LaMarcus's standpoint, and you can understand why he would want to stay. It's one thing to ask to be a superstar. It's one thing to ask to lead a team. It's another thing to actually be put in that position. And I'll be honest, Wills, whether he could or couldn't do it, I think a lot of people had the question. But I think he might have even questioned whether or not he could actually do it. Sure, he wanted to do it. Sure, you know, he thought he could, but could he actually follow through and lead a team the way to the type of success this team is having? I think he might have questioned that. Now that he's seen I have the ability to do it and this team believes in me enough to allow me to do it, why would you want to leave this situation? There's no place better for him to be. He could go to a bigger market, possibly, but the money is going to be about the same. And let's be frank, I mean, we all know LaMarcus. He is not a big money guy. He's not out spending millions and wearing gold chains, you know, doing all of that craziness. His money is probably securely in a bank someplace for his great grandkids to spend one day. So I think this is the perfect scenario for him.
And as Nick pointed out after the game the other night, you know, he was talking about the ages of all the key Blazer starters and the fact that this is a relatively young group and that they have the potential to not only be good as they've started out this season to be, but hopefully be good for a long, long time. So you're talking about a core nucleus that could be together for a while, and I think every player always wants to feel like he's fitting in, that he's got a good group of guys around him. And Neil O'Shea said, he said to LaMarcus, just give me a chance to build the roster. Give me a chance to put some key pieces around you, and I think you will be happy with the results. And I think through almost half of a season now in Neil's first full year, really, with a full offseason to work with, I can see, you know, we can see now the fruits of all that labor and the promises being kept that he made to LA.
It's an interesting thing. This is one of the few rosters since we've been here together, Wheels, that the Blazers have the balance that they have today. And when I say balance, it's not just the way the roster is comprised in terms of position. It's the way the roster is comprised in terms of age. You know, when I came into the league, there was always a three or four old guys. There were three or four really young guys. And then there were seven guys right in the middle. This is the first time this roster has been like that. But we've seen really young teams. We had an old team. Now we've got a team comprised of some older veteran stars, some young stars, some up-and-coming guys, so you can mix them in together and have a lot of fun with it.
All right, well, two of our young stars are waiting to join us, so why don't we pause for a quick timeout, and we'll come back. Damian Lillard, LaMarcus Aldridge getting ready to join us on set as we continue with this very special edition of Trailblazers Courtside, live from Blazers Player Palooza at the Moda Center. We'll get to Dame in L.A. as we come back. And we are simulcast on Comcast Sportsnet, the Blazers Radio Network, and stream live at trailblazers.com.
Hey, Rip City, this is Wesley Matthews.
And this is LaMarcus Aldridge of your Portland Trailblazers.
We need you to come pack the Moda Center.
We need you there, and we need you loud.
Fans, order your Hoops and Wings ticket pack and get two tickets to three great games, including the Thunder, Warriors, and Kings. Plus, enjoy a $25 gift certificate to Buffalo Wild Wings, a free Blazers yearbook, and two bonus tickets to the Nike Hoops Summit, all for as low as $66. Visit trailblazers.com or call 844-RIP-CITY.
It takes teamwork for the Trailblazers to win. Same goes for saving energy and money. That team is Pacific Power, Energy Trust of Oregon, and you. Together, with energy-saving answers like home energy reviews, energy-saving kits, and refrigerator recycling, we can help each other be more energy efficient. It's teamwork that'll help reduce your monthly energy bill and help us keep costs down. Join the team today at BeWattSmart.com, and let's turn the answers on.
Hi, I'm Tanny Beeler from Windermere Real Estate. Our industry is experiencing exciting changes. Technology alone is really changing how we do business. But in the ever-evolving world of real estate, the one thing that hasn't changed is the importance of connections. When you hire a Windermere broker, you hire our entire network of professionals. Whether you are buying or selling, your broker will explore every resource and relationship so you can be confident that every opportunity is considered and every detail covered.
Connect with a local Windermere broker now at Windermere.com.
Frank here for the Fios Factor.
Get Fios TV and internet from Frontier with up to 225 all digital channels plus a free Wi-Fi router for $79.99 a month for 12 months with no contract.
True or false, Fios TV and internet from Frontier delivers a great online experience with 100% fiber optics.
It's true, Frank. You win with Frontier.
Call 1-888-FRONTIER today.
Limited time offer for new internet customers. Service subject to availability. Taxes, surcharges, and other restrictions apply. Call for details. Fios marks owned by Verizon Trademark Services, LLC and used under license.
You want action. You want excitement.
This place is going nuts.
You want the ultimate adrenaline rush. Then you want the one and only PBR. Saturday night, February 8th, the PBR Touring Pro Division rolls into Moda Center for the Wrangler PBR Classic. Get ready for one huge night of adrenaline-packed bull riding. Best of all, tickets start at just $15. Get them now at the Moda Center box office or rosequarter.com. This ain't no rodeo. This is the one and only PBR.
We now continue with Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Turn the answers on.
Trailblazer Ruben Boomche Boomche. And that's in our empty TV studio because we are here in the concourse, the Toyota set, and it is Wheels and Tone. Join now. Boy, Tone, we had about three people around us when we started the show, but we have about 100 times more than that now because the real stars have arrived. Damian Lillard, LaMarcus Aldridge joining us on set here at Trailblazers Player Palooza. Guys, great of you on an off night to be able to do something fun like this with the fans. I know to be able to have this kind of closeness with you is a big deal for them, but we are saying in the first segment, with some of these things, they got these activities. I'm guessing some of this stuff might be fun for you guys as well to get with some of these activities. Will we see either of you on a mechanical bull or dunk tank or rock climbing, anything like that? You're going to leave that to the professionals.
I'm not getting on the bull. I would like to control it a little bit, so I think that'll be more fun for me than jumping on there.
L.A.? Nope, no mechanical bulls?
No, I'm not getting nowhere near that thing.
L.A., I got a question for you, man. You're almost in the double digits now in terms of years in the league. Huh. Go back, man, eight, almost 9 years ago. What would you tell that LaMarcus Aldridge if you could go back in time and give him some advice?
That's tough. just keep working hard, you know. Don't listen to, you know, all the negative talk about, you know, you taking jump shots. So, you know, your game, just, you know, just keep working hard, stay in the weight room, and, you know, everything will work out for you.
L.A., you did an interview and got everybody excited here locally because people that want you to stay in Portland forever and your teammates too, saying that you're very open to the idea of signing a contract extension to stay here in Portland. Did you just feel that the time was right to say that? Did the question just get asked at the right time? Because obviously it was music to a lot of people's ears.
He just asked me, you know. I told the truth. You know, I love my teammates. You know, this team is a really good team, and, you know, I feel like, you know, we can go far this year and then even further next year. So, you know, I'm gonna come back.
You know, a lot of people, Dame, along those same lines, a lot of people are asking about this team and how it fits together. There's a little bit of an age difference, but for the most part, you guys are within the same range. You got to feel good knowing that, you know, you got a guy next to you that you can count on who wants to be here, who wants to be beside you, who wants to go into those trenches with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great feeling because it's like it's guys that have been in the league. You know, they've been on winning teams, they've been on losing teams. And they're not quite old. You know, they right there in that same age range as I am and a lot of other younger players. So, it feels great to have that on your team, and especially with our success this season, knowing that, you know, it's not going to be one season and then some guys going to be retiring and leaving. We got a good ages on our team, so I think it'll be helpful going forward for us.
Earl was talking about the fact that, you know, he's been on some teams, but he was really surprised that the chemistry for you guys has come together so quickly. Obviously, you guys that were holdovers from last year, you had a good chemistry going anyway as well. But were you surprised at how quickly everything has come together? You guys, when you watch everybody interact, it seems like you guys have been together as a group a lot longer than you have.
I think just because everybody was so open to it. I mean, we welcomed our new teammates. We were excited to have them, and they were excited to be here. So that made everything easier. And, you know, just the fact that we're around each other a lot more this year, that helps too. I mean, even just after practice, guys are sitting in the locker room after practice, and, you know, the conversation will just go on and on. So that helps on the floor.
You know, L.A., you're the elder statesman on this team now in terms of guys who've been in Portland the longest. Speak to what Dame was talking about in terms of the differences between teams you've been on in the past here versus this team. Because this team, you know, you were on a 13-win team, and that was great. This team is different, even more so than that team was.
Yeah, it's special. You know, I've never been on a team to have players play so unselfish. You know, we've had good teams, but this team, you know, everybody makes that extra pass. Everybody wants to win. And I feel like I never, you know, had this before. And I feel like we just click. You know, it's a whole bunch of guys that, you know, that want to win games.
You have to go back, guys, to 1990. That was that was the start of the season that would be the first of the two runs for that team getting to the finals. You have to go back to 1990 for the last time a Blazer team has scored at least 98 points in 25 straight games. So it's amazing that offense has come so easily for you guys. And I know today's practice, everybody's saying afterwards, pretty good emphasis on defense. Is that where you guys see it as, and as Tone and I have said, it isn't as if you guys have to become the bad boy Pistons of the past defensively, but do you think that getting some improvement at the defensive end is all that stands in the way of having a nice long run in the playoffs because of how nice and easily the offensive end has come for everybody?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think right now we're the top offensive team in the league. But, you know, the top teams in the league, they're all top offensive teams too. But defensively, they get it done also. And if we want to be in that same category, we got to be able to do it on both ends.
L.A., defensively, you know, you're a different dude. I mean, I can go back to that 6'11", 230-pound cat who got pushed around a little bit. Man, you are a different player on both ends of the floor. What's been, other than the weight gain and obviously a little bit of experience, what's been the biggest difference for you?
First, I'm going to say Wills just jinxed us by bringing up that stat. So thanks, Wills, for pointing out that
stat. See, I know you guys are oblivious to any jinxing. That's what I'm thinking.
You just jinxed us, but, you know. But, nah. I think just, you know, just being in the league, you know, getting more confidence, you know, having experience in this role longer. You know, it was a fast change for me. You know, Brandon was the guy. Then, you know, he had, you know, got hurt really quick, so I was kind of thrown in. Now I've had more years, to be this guy, and I've gotten stronger. And, you know, I'm just older now.
Is there a ceiling for? I'm asking both of you guys this question. Is there a ceiling for how good this team can be? Because it just seems like every time somebody tries to put you in a hole, you guys dig out of it and prove them wrong.
We control our own destiny. And by that I mean when we go out and we guard teams and we play defense, we can beat anybody in the league. But when we go out and we don't guard and we just try to, you know, just play offense only, then we can lose anybody in the league. So I feel like this team can go anywhere this year.
Dane?
I agree with what he said. He put it perfect.
You know, I'm watching TNT last week, and they're showing Oklahoma City and Denver play. And Reggie Miller says, Oklahoma City, of course, they're battling with San Antonio for the best record in the West. And I kept waiting for some more to be said. And there wasn't any more to be said. So I tweet out to Reggie Miller, did you forget somebody? You know, and so I know it bothers me because
– Everything bothers him,
yeah,
by
because
the way.
Because I take it personally for you guys. I know how hard you guys work. That to not get the recognition nationally that you deserve. And it still seems like there's people that are waiting for things to fall. They're expecting jump shooting team. They can't keep being successful. They don't play enough defense, or the schedule hasn't.
Barkley?
Yeah, well, he's kind of the leader of the movement. He's the leader of the movement, you know. So, but I wonder, do you guys look at that as kind of, do you kind of just dismiss it? Do you laugh it off? Do you even hear about it? Or is it kind of extra motivation to continue to show people, eventually, if we keep winning, somebody's got to talk positively about us. And I know people are starting to, but to me, not enough people are.
I think it is motivation, but I think a lot of guys on our team kind of just dismiss it, because the personalities on our team is more like, behind the scenes guys. We don't have a lot of loud guys in our teams. So I think it works better for us that way. When you got teams that are always in the spotlight and all these expectations, when things go wrong, then it's the end of the world for them. And we don't have to deal with that. So I think our team kind of likes it how it is.
Who is the rah-rah guy? Because you're right, there isn't really an out front, ostentatious guy. Who's the rah-rah guy on this roster?
Wes. If I had to pick, I'd say Wes or Mo. Yeah. Like Mo. Mo got that type of energy about him, but I think, as far as passion, I'd say Wes.
Wes, is it true? He says he never sleeps, and sometimes I believe it. Or it just seems like he's in a bad mood. Actually, when he started getting in a bad mood a couple of games ago, I think that was good because he said he'd been too friendly for a while. So I think he's the one guy that has to play angry, I think, to get the best out of him. But he always has a little chip on his shoulder, but I like that. I think that's good.
I think the one thing that stood out to me this season, too, L.A., was I can't remember what game it was, but Nick came out in the second half and just killed it. And we talked to you after the game, and you
Oklahoma
were very
City.
Specific in
yeah.
saying, Nick decided to put the popcorn down and come out in the second half. This is a different locker room that you guys can laugh and joke like that.
Yeah, I think, guys aren't sensitive now. I think guys understand that it's about winning. And, I don't talk often, so if I talk to you, it's about something serious. And I'm better at it, but I don't like talking, that much.
Right.
So it's like if I do, I think guys listen. I feel like Nick is so important to all of us that, we need him, playing good for us.
Contrast that, L.A., with Nate's last year. And you said afterwards that there were times you wanted to say something, but you didn't get a sense that those guys in that group, older guys maybe playing for the next contract, didn't seem to maybe have the team goals in mind, that you didn't feel like you were comfortable enough to think that they would take it the right way. And so it ended up being a situation where guys were splintering and people weren't pulling in the same direction.
Yeah, that was different. That was, guys, trying to get one more deal. Guys not playing minutes, and mad about that. But this team is different. We have a really good vet. Earl's a great vet. Mo's a great vet. D-Wright's a great vet. So those guys aren't, so headstrong about things. And then Earl, he's always talking to me about talking more. So, they always listen to me.
And Robin Lopez, now you guys have gotten to know him a little bit. He fits this city better than anybody on this roster. I'm not going to say any one way or the other. He is the most Portland dude on the entire roster.
I've been here longer than everybody so far, player-wise. And if I had to rate the top two players that belong here, here, Channing Frye, and Robin Lopez. And Robin Lopez wins over right. Channing Frye.
He's a bigger, stronger player, more what this team needs for sure. But he's helped you out in terms of allowing you to be more of who you are.
Yeah. I mean, first I have to just say he's so selfless. You know, he can go the whole game without getting one play call. You know, and you know, as us, you know, we shoot it, so right. that's impossible for us, you know. But he goes the whole game without no play call. He crashes the boards. He does all of the things that we need him to do. So that off top makes us better. But I think just having him to, you know, to guard the actual five man, you know, that's been good for me this year.
L.A., obviously, your development as an all-star and hopefully what Dame is going to experience an all-star for the first time this year has made everybody's job easier. As you look at this young man develop, the game at Sacramento, for instance, almost single-handedly, what he did in the fourth quarter to bring the team back, it seems like he can go a ways without scoring a basket, and then he gets one to go. And there might be about six or seven more after that are going to go. I mean, he's got a fire inside him that's pretty special that I think is part of what makes him the player that he is.
Yeah, everybody knows, you know, he has that chip on his shoulder. You know, if he sees, you know, anybody in the other locker room, you know, he wants to prove that, you know, he should be on the court and he's better than him. And he does go through, you know, times where he won't shoot for a while, but when he make one or two, watch out, you know. So, you know, he's great for us. And I saw it last year in our Golden State when he got cooking then, and then I started watching him play, you know, and like that's bad for me. I stopped going to the glass and stuff. But nah, he's fun to watch. You know, people always comparing him and Brandon. Like, you know, they're both very elite players, but he's different. You know, he can shoot it a lot better. And you know, they're both, you know, just a big time scorers.
Dame, how much fun are you having in the NBA? Not just the NBA, this year in particular. How much fun are you having right now?
I'm having a lot of fun. Last year I was just excited to be here. So I was kind of just going with the flow. I was happy about everything. And in the locker room, I was laughing and dancing and messing around. And, you know, it might have been times where stuff wasn't funny, you know. But I was, like I said, I was happy to be here. But this year is way more fun because we're winning. And, you know, it's to the point now that we've won so much so far that when we lose, I'm angry. I can't take it. So this year has been a lot more fun for me just because we winning so much.
Yeah, you mentioned that, and a lot of people have noticed the demeanor of you guys when you have had a rare loss, that you don't take it well, and that's probably why you've minimized the losing streaks, the just two-game losing streaks to this point. I think we knew coming out of training camp, you guys felt that you had a special group, and I think it's just taken a few other people a while to discover how special a group it is. But now, a lot of folks, fans I know, have looked at this next road trip, and I know you guys are taught never to look too far ahead. But have you taken a peek and said, here's another chance for us to go out and try to prove ourselves against some of the best on their home court, that four-game and five-night trip that we're about to undertake after Wednesday?
I definitely have. I looked at it on the schedule, and I never even looked at the schedule, but I knew we had a road trip coming up. And once I saw the teams that we're going to have to go visit, you know, I thought right away it's going to be a big trip for us, and it's a chance for us to go get, you know, some more wins on other people's court, you know, especially when it's probably not expected.
Have you guys gotten to the point now where we know what a great home court atmosphere this is here? I mean, there were people before the season started that people raised their eyes when L.A. said, I think we can beat a 7 seed. I mean, people said, wait, what? And then now I'm sure 7 seed isn't enough for you guys. I mean, are you looking at it as, hey, we're almost halfway through the season and we're among the best in the NBA. We've played everybody almost. We should have beaten Miami. We've beaten Indiana. We've beaten Oklahoma City, beat San Antonio. And as you guys said, now to the point where I'm guessing the confidence is such that you think in a 7-game series you could beat anybody.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, I knew from, you know, from a training camp that this team was special. I never seen a group of guys come in and work so hard at playing defense. Like, our first 3 or 4 days was, like, no offense. And, like, nobody complained. Like, everybody did it. So when I saw everybody buy in to, like, let's guard first, let's play defense, and then it transitioned into preseason. You know, we were, you know, guarding teams really well. So after that, I felt, you know, really good about this team. And then now we beat, you know, really good teams, and we're getting better. So I think, you know, our ceiling has raised. But like I said, it's on us to, you know, go out every night and play defense and you know, stop waiting so late to, you know, actually guard guys.
We don't want to monopolize all your time. Thanks, guys, for coming on set. And I know a couple weeks ago, Dame was talking about that, you know, he's very comfortable rapping a little bit. And he said, when I get L.A. to rap, then I know.
I'm waiting on that. I'm waiting on a 4x5.
When I get L.A. to rap, I know it's real. That's when I know it's real.
That's our next goal to be accomplished for this team. But Dame in L.A., thanks for coming by. Enjoy the night tonight, and good day of practice tomorrow. We'll see you back here on Wednesday.
Thanks for having me.
Damian Lillard, LaMarcus Aldridge. Terrific for them to come on by as part of this great Blazers player palooza tonight. And we're enjoying the night, just getting going. Casey Holdall from trailblazers.com will be with us next, so stick around. We got much more to come. It's Trailblazers Courtside. We are streamed live at trailblazers.com and simulcast on Comcast Sportsnet and the Blazers Radio Network.
Ever dream of being a trailblazer for a day?
Oh, yeah.
Coors Light wants to make your dream come true.
Of course they do.
Get hooked up with a player salary for a day, have a press conference at the Motor Center, sit in premium seats for a game, and much more. Visit any participating retailer where Coors Light is sold and look for the Coors Light Blazer 4-Day Sweepstakes display to enter.
Let's do it.
Enter to win now by getting the text code wherever Coors Light is sold. No purchase necessary. Open to Portland, Oregon and Southwest Washington residents 21 and over. Retail value of all prices $4,500. See rules at trailblazers.com. Coors Light reminds you that 21 means 21.
Comcast Sportsnet covers the teams in the region you care about most. The Trailblazers, 60 live games, plus Rip City Live an hour before, and Talkin' Ball after every game, no matter what network the game is on. College sports, numerous weekly shows dedicated to the Ducks and the Beavers during the football, basketball, and baseball seasons. NHL, the Vancouver Canucks face off live against the nation's top teams with slap shots, puck drops, broken sticks, and roughing galore. Visit CSNNW.com for TV schedules and bonus coverage.
104.1 The Fish presents The Hits Deep Tour featuring Toby Mac. It's Toby Mac. Toby Mac live in concert. Sunday, February 23rd, 7 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Portland. Along with special guest Mandisa. Brandon Heath. Matthew West. Plus Matt Maher and Capital Kings. Tickets are available at the Rose Quarter box office, online at rosequarter.com, or by phone at 877-789-ROSE. One stage, six artists, and more hits than you can imagine. The Hits Deep Tour, featuring Toby Mac. Sunday, February 23rd, 7 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Portland.
If you've resolved to shape up and eat better in the new year, Simple Truth can help, and you'll find it at your neighborhood Fred Meyer. After a workout, recharge with Simple Truth electrolyte water. It comes in great flavors like tropical mango and mandarin orange. And for a low-cal snack, grab some Simple Truth popcorn and kettle corn, reduced salt, and white cheddar. 15 grams of whole grains with zero trans fats never tasted so good. So pick up Simple Truth and Simple Truth Organic at your neighborhood Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
We now
continue. I'm going to do that.
That's a game for you, Tony.
I am going to do that. There's an obstacle course show that used to be on TV called Wipeout.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to. Where
I like
is
the
that?
Girl that was the hostess of that, Jill something.
Jill, yeah. Savage.
Not Jill Savage. Yeah, not Jill Savage works for University of Oregon.
Tells you how much
Jill
I know
Wiggins.
About.
Jill Wiggins was.
Jill Wiggins works for the Seattle. Yeah.
No, it's Jill.
Storm.
But it is Jill. But Jill. Brunette, cute girl.
Yes.
Yeah, very cute.
I mean, yeah, she's all right.
We'll get it. She's all right.
She's all right.
You're a married guy. You know, you can't be too effusive in your praise.
Yes.
I don't have to worry about that. Speaking of praising people on set with us, and we'll give him a lot more fanfare in our next segment when we have more time to talk with him. But Casey Holdall from Trailblazers.com stepping in. What an act to follow.
Well, I know. I'm
I'm so sad for you folks at home. I feel so bad being the follow-up to LaMarcus Aldridge and Damian Lillard. So, Mom, Dad, everyone watching at home, my apologies.
I look at it as there aren't too many people that could. So you are among the few that can.
Are you considering me one of those people?
Yes, right.
You are among the few that can.
The fact that we thought to bring you on after them is actually a compliment to you, Casey.
That's true. Yeah. You guys are always trying to promote me and put my best foot forward, so I do appreciate it.
There was a lot of thought that went into this.
You know what? I'll say this, though, man. You've been here for a while now. You've really stepped your game up this year in terms of the articles that you've written and your insight into what's going on with the team, the shoe pictures. I mean, I'm loving everything you got going right now.
I appreciate that. And a lot of the credit has to go to the rest of the staff as well. My role has kind of changed this year, so they've allowed me to do other things and to focus more on some of the writing and some of the actual content creation. So while I appreciate that, a lot of the credit has to go to Sarah Heck, Dustin Hawes, Mario Lucero, TJ Ansley, a couple other people as well. So thank you guys.
What's interesting is part of your new role is you were being allowed to be more of a true reporter. If there was something critical to be said about the team, it wasn't as if you had to always present the team perspective that you could cover games. And I remember thinking, gosh, will this potentially put Casey in a tough spot? Then we break out to 28-9 record, and there's not too much to be critical about, as it turns out.
It's been a nice way for me to kind of transition to this role. One, by the team being good, it helps in writing those articles, in that you're right, you don't have to maybe look to see where all the issues are. We try to look at it a little bit, but for the most part, we don't have to. But the other part is just traveling this season as well. The fact that the team is winning so much, I really have to thank Terry Stotts and the rest of the team for that, because it's made my transition into this new role a lot easier. It's exponentially easier, as you guys know, to work and to travel when the team is winning, as opposed to the opposite way around when it can get a little dicey for everyone.
Yeah, Tone and I both had people come up to us and say, doing a great job broadcasting this year. So it's funny how you sound better when you're describing all these great plays and winning games.
That 32 win season, I wasn't a very good broadcaster.
Yeah, they weren't so good this year.
I'll say this too, Case. The other thing that has stood out to me is this team is very self-critical, so it makes your job a lot easier. It's one thing when the team is bad and these guys are thinking that they're playing good and then you got to say something contrary to that, but by the time you say it, it's been quoted 10 times from 10 different players, so that makes your life a lot easier too.
Absolutely, and I think that's also a part of the winning as well, is that when you are doing well, I think it is a little bit easier to be a little more, you know, self-reflective and critical of maybe some of the mistakes you're making because you're doing so many good things. But you're right, just in general though, this team, they don't have that idea that, you know, we're a finished product or we're the greatest basketball players on the earth. They know that there's things they need to improve, and they're very willing and open to talk about those things, which you're absolutely right, Antonio. It makes the job much, much easier when guys can know that you're not necessarily asking questions from a negative perspective either. You just want to get to the root of what that issue is and see if, you know, you can kind of figure it out through that writing.
Yeah,
not that my writing is helping any of these guys with anything. But.
No, but like Ella said, it's not a defensive group. They're certainly willing to, you know, and as Tone said, they bring up some things they'd like to correct before somebody can bring it up to them, so they don't ever feel like they're getting backed into a corner. All right, we'll pause for a short time. I will come back with a little more with Case. We'll ask him about some of the favorite things that he's done in terms of coverage of the team through the first half of the season, because for the first time he is on the road with us all the time, and maybe some things he has planned to keep things fun and interesting for the second half of the season. We are almost at the halfway point. The Blazers sitting at 28-9, getting ready for Cleveland on Wednesday. More Trailblazers Courtside presented by Pacific Power, live from Blazers Player Palooza here at the Moda Center. We're on the concourse at the Toyota set, and we are coming to you live simulcast on Comcast Sportsnet, the Blazers Radio Network, stream live at trailblazers.com.
Like, some still doubted I can make the jump, but through it all, I just dug deeper. So I went toe-to-toe with the best and left a unanimous first impression.
Lillard, a deep three, guard, ties the game at 107.
My job, keep proving doubters wrong, because here in Rip City, we never stop believing.
Next up, Trailblazers versus the Cavaliers, Wednesday, January 15th. For tickets, call 844-RIP-CITY or visit trailblazers.com.
You're an avid fan of the red, white, and black. Well, now we're asking you to support the blue.
That means signing up for Pacific Power's Blue Sky Renewable Energy Program. For as little as $1.95 a month, you can help get community-based projects off the ground and make sure more clean, renewable energy is added to the Western grid. Join 86,000 other customers on the Blue Sky team today at pacificpower.net/bluesky. And let's turn the answers on.
Frank here for the Fios Factor.
Get Fios TV and internet from Frontier with up to 225 all digital channels plus a free Wi-Fi router for $79.99 a month for 12 months with no contract.
True or false, Fios TV and internet from Frontier delivers a great online experience with 100% fiber optics.
It's true, Frank. You win with Frontier.
Call 1-888-FRONTIER today.
Limited time offer for new internet customers. Service subject to availability, taxes, surcharges, and other restrictions apply. Call for details. Fios marks owned by Verizon Trademark Services, LLC and used under license.
At Johnson RV, we've never hit a game winner from half court. We are not masters of the alley-oop. But we do have some pretty impressive stats, like the largest selection of premium pre-owned RVs in the West. You'll find hundreds of top-quality, low-mileage RVs, plus a great selection of new motorhomes, a full RV service and collision center, and a well-stocked camping store, all together right here in Sandy, Oregon. So take the short drive to huge savings, or visit JohnsonRV.com. Johnson RV, your premium pre-owned superstore.
It's the event of the year. Disney Junior Live on Tour Pirate and Princess Adventure. Grab your tiara and head to Enchantia with Princess Sophia, where Cinderella makes a special appearance. Then climb aboard Bucky and join Jake and his Neverland Pirate crew. And be sure to arrive early and catch Doc McStuffins in a special pre-show event. Don't miss all the fun.
Tickets start at $23. Restrictions and additional fees may apply. Playing the Moda Center at the Rose Quarter for two performances on Friday, January 17. Get your tickets today.
We now continue with Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Turn the answers on.
Part of the carnival fun here at Blazers Player Palooza at the Moda Center. So that's got your name written all over it, that activity right there. I don't know what it's called, but that would definitely give you some good flexibility, as Nick Batum looks on. All the Blazer players, coaching staff, everybody here for this great event, which brings together Blazer players, coaches, broadcasters, alumni, Rip City United members, season ticket holders, Blazes here, the dancers, Blazer dancers, stunt team. And we always talk about making it big, Tone, and I think we have finally made it big. The big heads, and we want to thank Rick Green, great Blazer season ticket holder that set these to not only Tone and myself, but I think Mike and Mike's, I believe, are sitting on our normal chairs. Yes, in the...
Are these for us?
In the TV studio.
Are these ours?
I think they are ours.
Oh, well, that's just nice of
the Rick. Likenesses are quite striking. And
I'm going to call... I think I'm just going to call all my games from now on just like this. That way, no matter what happens, people won't know what I'm feeling.
Yeah, because it's a good... You're not happy. It's not too big a smile. You don't look mad. You don't look disappointed. So I don't think they could... By looking at that at your face, I don't think they could tell if the team was winning, losing. I mean, it would be mysterious.
And this is a younger, more handsome me, too.
The goatee tone is yes. is gone.
When can we get a Casey big head? That's what we have to try to get next.
Well, there's a website. We're going to have to build the head for Casey.
Yeah,
build my head. My head is already pretty big.
I was thinking.
I mean, for a man my size, I have a... And the forehead and...
I was thinking the same thing for me, Case. This is actually more like anatomically correct for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's really not that far off.
Well, certainly for Arvydas Sabonis, it would have been pretty dang good.
Yeah, it would have been hard
That is a Sabas-esque head.
Yes, there's no question. Casey Holdoff from Trailblazers.com is with us on set here. And, Case, we were talking about the fact that you're traveling with the team for the first time. What have you enjoyed about that experience? And how challenging is it for you to come up with, when you weren't traveling with the team, you didn't necessarily contribute as often as you are now on Trailblazers.com, so there's a little more pressure to deliver in terms of writing and creative things. And so how much do you depend on just everyday happenings of the team to kind of put you in a direction, and how much do you look at some creative ideas of your own to come up with things that you think people would enjoy reading about?
I'd say it's probably about 50-50. Half of it is being around and present with the team and kind of realizing when when there are storylines at play and pursuing those storylines. But I do have quite a few features that we try to do on a regular basis that are kind of aside from how well the team is performing or not performing. And I'm lucky as well in that I have a background in blogging, if you will, if you could even say that. So even when maybe exactly, so even when I may not have anything super stellar myself, there's usually someone that's written something that's pretty good that I can and then post into our blog on trailblazers.com/center.net and then kind of use that as a jumping off point for other conversations. So that's very advantageous for me in that not only do I get to kind of follow up on some of the stories that I'm interested in that I think Trailblazer fans are going to be interested in, but I also get to look at stuff that other guys in market have written, stuff that national guys have written, and bring that to fans too, and they really appreciate that stuff as well. So that's the great thing about Trailblazer fans. They want to consume so much content that it's not very difficult to find stuff that they're going to like.
Never can be too much. Now, one thing, I mean, I'm sure that the fans who are regular readers of your content know, but a lot of fans may not know you are a true shoe aficionado. When it comes to sneakers, I don't think there's many guys outside of, you know, a handful that I know of that know more about shoes and what's classic and what's hot than you do.
Well, I thank you for the compliment. Though in this market, I don't know if I'd even put myself that high. The reason I started doing this stuff in the first place with the sneakers is that, you know, with Nike's headquarters here being here in Portland and Beaverton, and Adidas' North American headquarters being here as well, I figured, you know, there's a lot of people that are working in that industry. Obviously, shoes and fashion is a big part of the NBA, as we've seen throughout the years with Nike promotions and other promotions as well. So I figured, you know, it just makes sense, and it's something that I've always really loved myself personally. So it made a lot of sense for me, and, you know, I've learned a lot since I've been doing it. You know, but there are people that have been in the shoe game, for a lot longer than I have. And, you know, I wouldn't want to take anything away from their expertise. We also, there's a lot of great magazines here as well. Soul Collector is based out of Portland, and those guys know their stuff backwards and forwards. Nice Kicks is based out of Austin, Texas, which is basically like Portland South,
right?
Anyways. So there's a lot of people doing a lot of great work with the shoe stuff, but I appreciate it. I get a lot of great feedback from it. And the thing that I don't think people realize, and Chris, I was talking to Chris Haynes about this the other day. He had a nice little scoop about Jeremy Lin leaving Nike for Adidas. I don't know that other media guys realize how much interest there is in that kind of stuff.
Oh, yes.
But there is a ton. And that stuff, you know, from a perspective of someone who's trying to create content that people are going to want to consume, there's a lot of interest and a lot of clicks associated with that kind of work. So other NBA markets out there, start covering your players' shoes game, man. It's something.
So then I got to ask the question. I got to follow up with the question. Dame broke out the crazy ones the other night. Was there any backstory to that, or did he just decide he wanted to try something new?
You know, I had heard about that about a week before they started to roll them out. I don't know that there is any backstory. Someone had mentioned to me, though, that, and maybe it was even you, Tone, actually, that after Kobe Bryant came out and said that, hey, you guys should be voting for the Damian Lillards of the world, Damian comes out and wears a shoe that Kobe used to wear when he was with Adidas. So,
Could've been.
It might have been a little bit of an homage. You know, it was probably planned out a little further in advance, but it sure worked out nice that way. So, I think also there's that Damian Lillard Crazy 8 that they put together for him. I believe those are going to be
in Blazer colors.
Those are going to be out any day now, I believe. So, Adidas.com for that as well.
Case, we got about a couple minutes left. I just want to ask you, considering things that are trending, Have you been surprised at the development of blogging? I mean, when you started out, there weren't many people doing something like that, and now the proliferation of blogging sites, fan sites, and written from very educated points of view too. It's not just, you know, hardcore fans that decide they want to write a couple of paragraphs. I mean, Blazer's Edge has taken things to a new level in that respect. But I think there's a lot of these sites out there. Obviously, Twitter, the whole social media thing has just exploded, and it really speaks to the fact that, as you say, especially in a market like Portland, the Oregon, the Blazers market, that there's a thirst for knowledge and information, and even just casual information at all times, and it's kind of fed into the kind of things that you like to do and like to write about.
I won't say I'm not surprised by it, because I mean, when I started doing this going on almost 10 years ago now, wow. You know, I had a feeling that it was going to be something that was going as as the internet really caught on, which sounds like such a dumb thing to say, but as things really started to build steam in the web communities, you know, I was pretty sure that there was going to be a large space for sports blogging. I didn't think that any of us would be making careers out of it. You know, I definitely didn't get into it thinking, hey, this is going to be the job I'm going to do. I started doing it because I enjoyed writing and I enjoyed the Trailblazers, and I thought, you know, this is something that I know there are lots of other Trailblazer fans out there as well. I'll just start writing this blog, and, you know, and I was doing it for fun, and now, you know,
career.
7-8 years later, you know, it's a career. So while I saw that there was a potential in it, I mean, I don't know that anyone could have predicted that it was going to get to the point where it is now. The social media aspect as well. I mean, that was when I started blogging. There wasn't Twitter. There wasn't. Right. I mean, I think there may have been Facebook. So I mean, and that part is really taken off as well. And that's going to be the next step for coverage.
Well, you're not only still doing it for fun, but you're doing it very well. So
yes.
that's
appreciate
the main
that.
Thing. And we're always happy to have you on
you
the road
well.
With us at Trailblazers.com. Hopefully, everybody consistently is going.
I'm
there.
Going to ride the mechanical bull.
Okay. All right. We'll say bye to Casey, and then we'll come back and say bye to you for our final segment of Trailblazers Courtside, live from Player Palooza here at the Moda Center. Stream live at Trailblazers.com and simulcast on the Blazers Radio Network and Comcast Sportsnet.
You're listening to Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Turn the answers on.
The most important assist the Trailblazers will make this season is for kids in our community. This is Mo Williams, and we've teamed up with Motor Health to create the Give and Go Assist program to help support healthy, active living for kids. We'll donate $5 per assist to benefit this cause, and Motor Health has generously offered to match the total funds raised. Motor Health and the Trailblazers teaming up to make it better together. Visit trailblazers.com/assist for details.
Comcast Sportsnet is the Trailblazers network, period. With 60 live regular season games, live pregame insights and interviews, an hour before every game on Rip City Live, live postgame analysis, highlights, and debate after every game on Talkin' Ball, and Chris Haynes, the most reliable Blazers insider in town, web streams, videos, in-depth news, and the chance to win game tickets at csnnw.com. Comcast Sportsnet is the Trailblazers network, period.
Hi, I'm Roger Gantz from Windermere Real Estate. When buying or selling a home, the more you know about the market, the better your decisions will be. That's why Windermere has invested in exclusive resources, including statistical analyses, economic forecasts, and more, so our brokers can provide clients with the data that they need. And our website is designed to help buyers search smarter. It's the first to offer INREX drive time technology, which helps determine drive times from work to your new home.
Be in the know when considering a move. Call your Windermere broker or visit Windermere.com.
Why use layaway when you can take it home today with Aaron's 120 days same as cash? At Aaron's, when you start a new lease ownership agreement, unlike layaway, you can have it in your home that day and take up to 120 days to pay the everyday low price plus tax and Aaron's Service Plus on any scheduled payments. You deserve the very best, and Aaron's makes it friendly, fast, and easy to get the good stuff, the top brands, with a great selection of furniture, electronics, appliances, and computers. You don't need credit. You don't need layaway. All you need is Aaron's to take it home today.
PowerShare Series Tennis comes to the Moda Center Thursday, February 27th. Andre Agassi, John McEnroe, Jim Courier, James Blake. The Cancer Treatment Centers of America Championships ignites the Moda Center on Thursday, February 27th. Three matches, one winner, one night only. The Cancer Treatment Centers of America Championships. Tickets are on sale now at PowerShareSeries.com and RoseQuarter.com. Agassi, McEnroe, Courier, Blake. PowerShare Series Tennis, where champions collide.
We now continue with Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Turn the answers on.
All right, Tone is still threatening to go down.
And, it is not a threat.
I think you'd be better off just going down shooting some baskets.
No. I've done
you
that
still
before.
Still want to do a mechanical bull.
I have never ridden a mechanical bull.
There might be a reason for that.
I have never played the game with the sweeping arm, the wipeout game. I'm going to do that.
You got a better chance of that.
I'm going to.
I'm trying to think of things you're not going to hurt yourself.
I'm going to ride the mechanical.
You're in great shape now. You've lost weight. You're more flexible than you've
I'm
ever
going
been.
To do that one. I'm yeah. going to do that one.
I think you can do that one.
I'm going to do that one.
It's
and
like
I'm going to
rope.
Ride. Oh, that thing is moving fast. Oh. Wait a minute. Let me read. Whoa, it's speeding up. Look, right. He just jumped down. The kid just said, ah, the heck.
See, like once you
down.
Fall down, you better be careful about when you get back up because you might catch one right.
Catch one to the dome.
Right, a little clothesline or something. We have, as usual, a great Trailblazers courtside crew that helps us put this fine program together. And, of course, on a day like today where we're moving out of our normal friendly confines of the TV studio, a whole lot more goes into it. So our thanks to director Phil Beard, producer Nick Elliott, video Greg St. Martin, graphics operator John McConnell, audio tonight Corey Griffin, George Howard, cameras John Curry, Brian Buckwalter, and Zip as well. Engineer Bruce Williams, online coordinator Justin Moulter, and our radio producer, the one and only Captain Rich Patterson, who is checking in from his domain, the captain's cam. And Sammy is there as well. Sammy got a chance.
Sammy's got his face painted and everything.
Oh, yeah. He got a chance to get a picture taken with Dame and LaMarcus. That's what it's all about, Tone.
We got some new friends.
Youngsters come up to see us.
What are your names?
Caitlin.
Wait, you spoke at the same time.
Caitlin.
Caitlin and Brian have come up to join us here on the set of Courtside today.
Brian, how do you spell your name?
Wait, Ryan is not Brian.
Ryan.
Added some letters. Sorry about that. He's captivated
Ryan
by seeing himself on TV.
Yes, he is. He's like, wow, that's you.
Yes, that is. That's you, Ryan. You are on TV tonight. You know, this is for the world
smile
to see, all over the internet and everything. Yes, millions of people watching you on television right now. Don't be nervous.
He's like, what?
I do it all the time. Well, there's like three people watching
that
when
smile
I'm on,
tells
that's
me
okay.
He like, this smile tells me he likes the yes thought of a million people.
He's digging it. I like it a lot.
Yes. What's your favorite Blazer? Who's your favorite Blazer?
Damian Lillard.
Damian?
Rolo.
Rolo. I can roll with that. I can roll with
Rolo.
Damian Lillard and Robin Lopez. What about LaMarcus? You guys like LaMarcus, right? Yeah. He said the L train. I love it. You like all of them?
Right, so I like all
that's
of them.
That's the right answer.
That is the right answer.
You guys enjoying Player Palooza? Great, great. I'm glad you're
have you been on the mechanical
yourself
bull yet? Have you been on the bull? Yeah.
How long did you last?
10 seconds.
Oh, I got to beat 10 seconds. Wills, I got to beat 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Wow. All right. What else have you been on?
Did you shoot hoops?
I haven't done it quite.
You haven't done it quite yet, but he's working on it.
There's still
how
time
about you?
There's still time.
You went to the locker room? Did you see Earl Watson's locker? Robin Lopez's locker?
Damian Lillard had Reese's.
Yeah. He likes candy.
Yes.
Yeah,
those lockers were tall, right?
Yes.
Were all the big guys. Yeah.
Did you see the size of the shoes? Huge. Yes. Yes. I've actually seen them.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I work with him.
Tone's about the same size as LaMarcus.
Yes.
They probably got about the same size shoe, I'm thinking. But this is what it's all about.
Yeah, he is. He's about 5 feet taller than you are. Mom's taking pictures. Take all the pictures you want,
that's
Mom.
Right.
That's what we're here
that's
for.
Right.
This is Player Palooza. We're all about interacting with the fans today.
There's no question about
it. Your mom's
that
on TV now.
Oh,
is that your mom?
That
is your mom, right? Okay.
All right, we got 1 minute left, so we want to tell you about the week ahead for the Blazers. Wednesday night here at the Moda Center, homestand comes to an end. The Cleveland Cavaliers are here. Luol Deng added to the mix. The Cavs suffered the worst loss of any NBA team all season last night at Sacramento. They'll play the Lakers in L.A. tomorrow before coming here on Wednesday. With that four-game trip upcoming, I'm sure the Blazers would love to get one on Wednesday here before they head out for that one.
Well, if you can, you get the victory, you have momentum. Then you go into, you go into San Antonio, a team that you can actually play with. You got Dallas, you got Houston, you got Oklahoma City. You got to start winning games.
As Dame said earlier, the players know about this road trip, but first they got to take care of business Wednesday against Cleveland. Next edition of Trailblazers Courtside is coming up a week from Wednesday. We'll join you then. For Antonio Harvey, I'm Brian Wheeler. Thank you for joining us for this very special edition of Trailblazers Courtside. We'll talk to you here on Wednesday as the Blazers play host to Cleveland. So long, everyone.
You've been listening to Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power on the Trailblazers Radio Network. This has been a Blazers Broadcasting Sports presentation.